This is Akashvani, the news read by Varsha Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir from today. During his visit, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Mr. Modi will participate in the Empowering Youth Transforming J&K event in Srinagar today. The Prime Minister will also distribute appointment letters to more than 2,000 individuals appointed to government service. He will launch the Competitiveness Improvement in Agriculture and Allied Sectors project worth 1,800 crore rupees. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will lead the 10th International Yoga Day celebrations in Srinagar by participating in a yoga session and addressing the gathering. In Tamil Nadu, 33 people have died and more than 109 are undergoing treatment at various hospitals following a huge tragedy in Kallakurichi. Those who fell ill after consuming spurious liquor yesterday have been hospitalized at various hospitals in Kallakurichi, Salem and Jipmer in Puducherry. An additional number of 48 doctors have been called to assist the district hospitals in treating the affected. District Collector of Kallakurichi, where the incident happened, has been transferred and 10 other officials, including the DSP, have been suspended. The accused bootlegger Chinnadurai has been arrested and 200 litres of illicit liquor has been seized from him and sent for examination. The state government has moved 7 SPs and 1,000 policemen to Kallakurichi. Speaking to media at Kallakurichi last night, Tamil Nadu Health Minister M. Subramaniam said the deaths occurred because of high methanol content in the liquor. He said a high-level inquiry has been ordered into the tragedy. The minister said the government would take strong action against those involved in such criminal activity. Our correspondent reports that the accused, Chinnadurai, has 70 cases filed against him. State Governor R.N. Ravi and opposition parties have criticized and blamed the ruling DMK government for being lethargic in the issue. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has arrived in Colombo as part of his official visit to Sri Lanka. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will have meetings with the leadership of Sri Lanka on wide-ranging issues of the bilateral partnership. This is the External Affairs Minister's first bilateral visit after the formation of the new government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, along with his wife Dr. Sudesh Dhankar, called on President Draupadi Murmu and greeted her on her birthday today. In a social media post, Vice President Dhankar recalled the President's rich contributions to public life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended his wishes to President Draupadi Murmu on her birthday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said President Murmu's exemplary service and dedication to the nation inspire us all. President Draupadi Murmu visited the Jagannath Temple in New Delhi today. As people in the national capital and other parts of northern India continue to reel under intense heat wave, Delhi's Safdarjung Hospital has reported 13 deaths related to heat-related illnesses, HRI, in the last 24 hours. The hospital has also reported as many as 33 HRI-related cases of hospitalizations. Delhi's RML hospital had reported 9 deaths till yesterday. Other major hospitals in the city have also reported a spike in the HRI cases. The health ministry yesterday issued an advisory for state health departments, asking them to ensure preparedness and timely response in the face of above normal maximum temperatures causing heat-related illnesses. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupender Yadav, participated in a saplings planting program under Ek Per Maa Ke Naam in Surajkund area today. The program was organized by officers and staff of the ministry. The minister also visited the exhibitions showcased at the event. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate intensity rain and gusty winds in many places in the national capital region today. IMD said NCR areas including Loni, Dehat, Hindon Air Force Station, Bahadurgarh, Ghaziabad, Indirapuram, Chaparola, Noida, Dadri, Greater Noida, Gurugram, Faridabad and Manesar will witness rain today. Several parts of Mumbai and its suburbs have been witnessing incessant rainfall since last night. Mumbai City witnessed 19.98 millimetres of rain. And with that, we end this news bulletin.